Welcome to Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman, where we celebrate the joy in just being you. I'm Natasha, your certified sex and intimacy coach and clinical sexologist. Just call me your guide to unlocking pleasure. With years of experience in helping individuals embrace pleasure beyond sex, I'm here to empower you to rediscover the beauty of pleasure in every aspect of life. So settle in, relax, and get ready to savor the wisdom and insights we're about to drop. This is your space to be present, learn, and enjoy the show. Hey, 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 and welcome to another episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. I am so excited to have you here this wonderful January 2024. I hope so far you have had a great beginning to the new year. I have been on a juice fast. I have been, as a therapist, those of you that know, we got to get them insurances together and prepare to make sure everybody got what they say they got and they can handle what they say they can handle, okay? But I'm also just enjoying a week off, technically off from seeing clients and just taking up some space because this juice fast, it got me. I'm feeling exhausted today, but I am still going to record this wonderful episode for you. If you're an OG, thank you for continuing to rock with me. And if you are new, I hope you're getting the gems. I hope you are receiving something from this that is allowing you to step into, let's say, a new you, okay? Now, this episode is going to play off of an episode that I did last month about my words of the year and why I use words instead of resolutions. So if you have not listened to that episode, definitely head back a couple episodes and check that one out. And this one will make just a tad bit more sense to you. However, before we get into the episode, I want to invite you to my circle, Cocoa and Champagne. It is about getting vulnerable. I wanted to create a space where we don't have no expectations. We don't have no to-do list. We don't have no responsibilities. I want you to come into this space for Black women. Okay. Yes, it is very much exclusive. And I want us to talk about what we yearn, right? I want to talk about your passion. I want to talk about what you're craving when it comes to pleasure. And I was like, how can I hold this space? Because I have heard that y'all want this space. And so I was like, let me do a monthly virtual shindig where we could come together for a little bit of time and talk about the things that we want, no matter how big, no matter how outlandish. Let's talk about it. Let's affirm each other. And let's not constantly be in the space of doing and showing up for someone and being the identity of all these hats that we are for other people. So I am just asking you to go ahead and say yes to joining the Cocoa and Champagne Circle so that we can unlock this community of honesty. I promise you that you're going to feel safe being vulnerable about who it is that you ache to become when all of the chains are removed from your life, okay? And I cannot wait to make magic with you, okay? Unapologetically. So the link to Cocoa and Champagne Circle is in the show notes. I hope to see you there. This is actually going to be our first circle meeting this month. So, oh gosh, I'm so excited. All right, back to the episode. So let's talk about my words for 2024. And I'm really excited about them. Very excited. Now, last year, my words were simple, easy, and fun. And just because those aren't my words of the year doesn't mean that they're not something I'm going to live by. I am still going to honor that. But we're going to go a little bit deeper into what I'm trying to experience this year. The words for 2024 for Natasha are sultry, pamper, and thrive. Those are my words. And I'm going to go into each one of them a little bit to give you a little bit of where my mind is going with this. And again, I encourage you to go back and listen to the episode about why I choose words and how they just seem to help me a lot more than constricting myself to resolutions and getting all of my feelings if I do not, you know, meet those goals. So let's start with sultry. Now, the definition that I have cultivated for Sultry is conveying an atmosphere of mystery and allure combined with appealing, attractive sensuality. When applied to a person or environment, it suggests something intriguingly exotic, romantic, or sexually enticing. So I don't want you to take Sultry and think about sex. When I actually took a year off from my dance classes, and I will be starting dance again next week, and I'm so excited. But that is where I came into my sultriness. That is where I came into my exotic, all the things that I just exude. And I don't even think it was me that came up with that word. I think someone else said it when they were watching one of my graduation performances, and they were just like, oh, it's just so sultry. And I was like, I like that word. And so when I go back and I watch my videos, there is this mystery behind who I am in that space. Not everyone gets access to that. Not everyone gets to see that part of me. I am in transition of bringing more of her into my day-to-day life, which is why sultry is one of my words. But there is this empowerment and this confidence that comes when I tap into that sultriness. And of course, being a Libra, and that's just, I feel like that's just ingrained in me as a Libra. For anyone that's a Libra, you may know, we like luxury, we like nice things, we like things that feel good. And the ability to figure out how I can move slower in my dance routines, when I'm performing in my classes, I'm like, how can I add that element to my life? How can I move slower? And in order to be okay with moving slow in a world that is constantly moving so fast, there has to be this type of confidence. And that's where I get the sultriness, like the ability to be creative. When I slow down, I come up with these ideas, or I can hear myself. I can tap into this energy that allows me to play with my imagination. And it attracts people. Being sultry, some might look at it as like flirty energy, just kind of like, I will flirt with anyone, male, female, non-binary. I am a flirt by nature. If I like your energy and it's funny, you're going to flirt back with me, I'm going to flirt. I'm going to be mysterious. I'm going to give you the eyes. I'm going to laugh. I'm going to touch your arm or something like that. And it's not to give anybody the wrong impression. It's just, it's all in fun. It's all in fun and the sensuality and being able to connect with someone on that level and not feel the need to take it any further. I love it. It's very, very fun. And then it's just me prioritizing my pleasure about a lot, about how I choose to live my life through my five senses, how I choose to live my life like an orgasm. I want my experiences to make me feel so good inside that I just might orgasm from this. I had a piece of pineapple yesterday. Oh my God. Like, that is how I want 95% of my experiences this year to be. Okay. Last year was probably about 70%, but I'm upping the ante for myself. I want sultry experiences that awaken excitement within me, that awaken pleasure within me, so that it can improve the quality of my life and keep me motivated. Okay. So that's how we got into sultry. So if you follow me on any social media platform, you may see more of that coming out. You may see more of me tapping into that part of myself and allowing her to be in the driver's seat more than like organizing, business oriented, getting things done, Natasha. Now, pamper. Pamper is one of my words because I didn't necessarily want to use self-care. I am pretty good at my self-care regimen, but pampering just gives this elevated feel to it of nourishing myself and nurturing myself and giving me what I need before anyone else. So if I feel that resting is part of pampering myself, I'm going to do it. If I feel like getting my nails done is pampering myself, I'm going to do it. If I feel like sitting on my yoga mat and allowing my mind time to wander or getting into my body is a form of pampering myself, I'm going to do it. I do feel like it's just a luxury version of self-care. I'm again, upping the ante on what it could look like to really pamper myself and being intentional about it, despite all the other responsibilities that I have in my life, my two businesses and being a mom and being a partner and, you know, being an auntie and having friends and constantly making space in my life to pamper other people. Because what I have found that I used to think was a weakness of mine is that being around me is an experience. It's an experience. I want you to feel loved. I want you to feel pampered. I want you to feel cared for. And I want you to feel witnessed and noticed when you're around me. And so I know that I could be better at doing that for myself. And so henceforth, we had Pamper, Thrive. I came into this knowing for myself in 2023 that I didn't want to just live. I didn't want to just live. And I know sometimes we hear people say, are you surviving or are you living? And I used to be like, I want to live. I've just been surviving. And for me, 2022 was surviving. 2022 was, I had to get back to the basics. I just looked at a journal entry or something that I wrote out where I'm like, what are the basic things that I need to do to make it? Who are the people that I need to engage with to make it? So surviving is focusing on the basics, the things that you need to get through the challenges and the setbacks and the difficult moments in your life right now. It is reacting. I'm just trying to stay afloat. I got the doggy paddle in the ocean and I'm paddling my hands and I'm just trying to keep my head afloat so I don't drown. And when we're in survival mode, it's really hard for us to focus on things that we like a higher need and personal growth and joy, because what we want to do is just make sure we can live to another day. I want to make sure I can pay my bills into another day, make sure I have a house, make sure I have food, make sure I have clothes, make sure I got gas to get where I need to go. Not surviving. And I promise you, oh my gosh, that was like the last 6 months of 2022 for me. Ooh. Ooh, boy. Now, 2023 was living. Okay. Living is more so of paying attention to like those higher needs, paying attention to your health, gaining some stability, building out meaningful relationships and things that aren't just scraping by, right? I understand that I have a roof over my head and that's good. Now let me see how I can decorate. Or let's make sure that the grass is taken care of, you know? Like, yes, surviving, I need to make sure I take a shower, but I think I can lean into taking a bath. That's living, right? So what I want you to know is you can still live without a sense of progress, purpose, or fulfilling moments. So we could be living, and it's more of an exploration. It's more of, well, do I like this or do I not like this? Do I want to add this to my life or do I not want it? It's not knowing. It's trying to figure out what things you want to add to your life. And now here we are, baby girl, with thriving in 2024. Natasha wants to thrive from here on out. And thriving is actively cultivating a greater well-being, leaning into that fulfillment, leaning into meaning, and personally evolving your life. It is amplifying anything that you're reaching for, going for your higher potential, being able to bounce back quicker, being aligned, like having values and aligning your values with your purpose. Stretching outside of your comfort zone and your box, like expanding, taking up space, building deeper connections with those in your relationships, that you're in relationships with, whether it be friends, whether it be family, whether it be romantic relationships, Like, how can this be deeper than what it is? Constantly taking one step towards like a really big goal. Celebrating those small wins towards those big goals. And then being able to acknowledge the success that you have in your life and the blessings along your journey. Finding your joy, your curiosity, and being present every single day. That's thriving. And I believe that by pampering myself, like elevating my self-care methods, as well as tapping into the sultry part of me, I am going to thrive. Now, will there be hard moments? Yes, yes, it will. Absolutely. But because I know my word is thrive, how do I make it through the situation and get back on track? I want to focus on sustaining as a whole person. A whole person. I want to strive to get as close to my full potential as possible. Anything that is set for me, I want to touch it. I want to reach it. I want to be in the atmosphere. I want it. I am in this mindset of, well, why can't I have it? Your reasoning for me not having it doesn't make sense. I don't want to listen to that. I'm going to try anyway. That is what I am birthing in 2024. I want to thrive. I want it all. I refuse to believe that I can't have it all just because someone tried to tell me that. I don't have to receive what you're saying to me. This is my life. And I have seen the things that I have been able to experience, that I have been able to call into my life. 2023, I stopped believing in coincidences and believed that everything was synchronicity. And that was from reading The Artist's Way, which I'm about to start that book over again and start that 12-week thing. But I don't believe in coincidences. Everything that happens was supposed to happen. Case in point. So I did a vision board, a vision bingo board for 2024. And I got this idea from one of my friends on TikTok. I said, I want to do a vision bingo board. I think that's cool. It's really going to help, again, with the idea of failing at the end of the year. So I made the board. And I wanted to go to, now y'all don't come for me if I'm saying it wrong, Dinner en Blanc. So that is just it's an event that you can't buy tickets to. You have to be invited in order to get the invitation to go. And you wear all white. And there's one in Atlanta. And I was like, I want to go to that. So I put it on my board. Today, I was looking for bags. I don't know what made me go. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. I was looking for a bag to put Bay's juice in. We're juicing for 3 days and he had to work. So I was putting all of his juice in a bag with some ice packs so that he could take it with him throughout the day. And we have, y'all know, the little baby bottle circle bags. And I happened to open that bag and there were more bags inside of it. And I was like, what is this? Do y'all know there is a white dinner? Is it dinner? I can't even remember the word, but it's a white bag that I found. It's an insulated bag. Dinner en Blanc inside of there. And I went to him. I said, where did we get this bag from? Who gave us this bag? And he was like, I don't know. I'm not sure. I said, this is on my vision board. So for me, that's not a coincidence. That's synchronicity. And that is the world, the universe. That's their way of saying, Natasha, you know someone that's been to this event. You just have to backtrack and find somebody that's been to this event so that you can get the invitation. And we think it's his mom. He took a picture of it and is going to ask her. But I don't believe in coincidences. So I say all that to say, I'm coming for everything that is mine in 2024 so that I can thrive. And in order for me to thrive, I need to step into my sultry self, because she embraces and moves through the world very differently. And I need to up-level the self-care. I've got the basics. I've honed in and mastered the basics of self-care. And I'm like, okay, what can it look like to up the ante, to hit it a notch higher? So that's what 2024 is looking like for your girl. So I hope if this resonated with you, that you are going to maybe look for your words. Again, go back and listen to the old episode about why I'm falling away from resolutions. They just like, they cut me at the knees sometimes if I don't succeed. And let me know what your words for 2024 are. You can definitely hit me up on Facebook at Natasha Chantel. You can hit me up on TikTok where I love to play at Chantel & Co. I will drop those in the show notes. Like, rate, review, because I definitely feel like this is the podcast that needs to be in front of all of the Black women in the world, because we deserve pleasure. Pleasure is your birthright, okay? I love you so much, and I will talk to you in the next episode. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman. And I hope today's conversation has inspired you to embrace pleasure in all aspects of your life. Remember, your voice matters in this journey. Share your thoughts and experiences by leaving a review, and stay connected with our community by joining our email list. The link is in the show notes. Together, we're redefining what it means to savor life and celebrate the joy in just being you. Until next time, keep prioritizing your pleasure because you are deserving. Take care and stay tuned for more empowering discussions. Bye.